This is Anime Junkies Three Weeps in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's go.
Alright, go you make some paper, boy. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Anime Junkies 3 Reason Podcast. It's your boy, Hihitsu.
It's your girl, Chibi Leah.
And Keisaki.
And we're back with another episode. You know, this week's been really interesting. I'm not gonna lie. Right now, I don't really think it's the anime community that's jumping the sparks. It's the music industry that's jumping some serious fire right now. With these diss tracks between Drake and Kendrick. I don't know if everyone's caught up yet, but I believe Kendrick's on diss track 5 and Drake technically only has 2, but we count 3 because one's AI.
I mean, I guess.
Kendrick's
but
on diss track number 3.
No. Wait, he's beyond on. That.
Kendrick,
he has Euphoria.
Like that, and then. Drake
he has
dropped.
Euphoria, he has 616 in LA, he has Meet the Grams, and then he just dropped Not Like Us, and then if you include the one with Future, then that's 5.
Well, I don't think that's a diss track. So well, maybe it's 4.
Yeah, I said if you include that makes 5. If you don't, then it's 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, it's, 4.
Yeah, it's getting serious.
I'm eating it up.
This gets serious.
As just a consumer of the entertainment, I'm feeling it.
The speed of the response, though. Drake drops one thing and then boom, Kendrick's like, nah.
Because I'm almost certain he has these sitting in the vault. He's sitting on these and he's just like, but also I wonder if he's not really sitting on them because a lot of what he's saying in the response to the diss tracks are recent things that Drake says in his diss track. So it's like either he's just a genius and he's great to be able to turn around a song within an hour of a response, or he's predicting Drake's every single movement and what he's gonna do and say and already has a rebuttal waiting in the vault.
Or I feel like there's a little bit of both. Like I feel like he has, like, the reason why he was taking his time was because he was making multiple diss tracks, but I think it's also easy to be like, all right, I'm gonna change this line or change this phrase and update it, like keep it updated as it, you know, releases and stuff like that. So I think it could be a little bit of both, where he has some phrases like pre-recorded and then others he's like, okay, he just said this, so I'm gonna swap it out.
Yeah, I think Meet the Grams was maybe in the vault already, or at least he knew what he was gonna say, mm-hmm. and then he added lines to it
mm-hmm.
that directly related to his response, and then engineered it all together. Either way, Twitter and social media and TikTok have been going absolutely crazy, which makes this beef between them even better.
Did you hear what Metro released?
Oh yeah, the BBL Drizzy beat. Mm-hmm. It's an industry-wide takedown on Drake. I don't know. He done did a lot of things to piss a lot of people off, and everyone is just coming at his complete jugular right now.
I don't care what any of them do. They can never make me hate Drake. Like, I can't be mad at him. And the fact that he's even responding, like, regardless of all the things that they say and the diss tracks and all of that, I love both of them. I still love both of them.
I get music out of all of this.
Yeah.
So I'm the real winner.
Wait.
We're the real winners in this beef. We're the real, like, the people that are fans of these two, we are the real winners of this beef because we are getting music. Kendrick, we're getting back-to-back Kendrick tracks. Okay?
Now, it would be nice if they pull, like, a Drake and Mill situation at the end of it and come out with a song together.
I really don't think Kendrick's like that.
I don't think so either.
I don't see that happening. I feel he said way too many disrespectful things.
I was gonna say, after all the things that were said, I don't think.
There's no coming back from this. There's no coming back from this. Kendrick came for his ego. He came for his image, his reputation. Like, he came for everything. His family, like, exposing all these truths. We don't know their truths until they pull the receipts, right? I hope they
facts.
Do. This will just make this juicier.
Facts, facts. But,
yeah, Kendrick's a wild boy.
Yeah, no, I honestly think, in reality, that Meet the Grams may have been, you know, sitting in a vault, but everything else is off the top. Like, everything else he is literally addressing as we go. That's it. If Meet the Grams was even in the vault, the only way it can be explained is because everything he said in there was not a rebuttal to whatever was said in the previous diss track. So that's the only reason we cannot fully say that it was something he did off the top.
Right.
But who can really prove it that it wasn't off the top? Like, he could have really just did that.
I honestly have full faith that he has the capability.
That's what I'm saying. I think Kendrick is a lyrical genius and could do that shit with ease. I mean, he knows every, he knows he got the ammo. All he got to do is make it flow.
Which is exactly why I am a firm believer that J. Cole backed out, because he knew he didn't want no smoke.
J. Cole, I don't think could have survived the amount of back and forth that's gone back.
Oh, no.
And also, like, J. Cole's just not that type of person to be like, I mean, he did it in his 7-minute drill, but, like, I just don't think he's that type of person to go, like, low. Like, Chris Brown low. And Chris Brown went low. He went low, low. He went beyond low. He went beyond music. Did you see him buying out the stadium from Quavo?
Yeah.
The crazy thing is that was a move that everyone in the industry learned from 50. Because 50 Cent was the first one to do that.
He's the king of petty.
Yeah, he bought, like, all the, like, I think front row seats and sections or whatever you call them to, what is it called? What's his damn name? I can't remember now.
Who?
You know who I'm talking about. The beef he had with, what's his name in the past? Oh my God, that's terrible. I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. That's how bad 50 it is.
Beef with everybody.
No. 50 had, like, a serious beef with that Ja Rule. 50 had, like, a serious beef with Ja Rule. He actually bought up, like, the whole front section of his concert. So literally there was nobody in the front. So it was like he was rapping to nobody.
That's the level of rich petty I would like to be one day. If you piss me off like that, I'm gonna buy out something, and that's just like a nice little jab at you for, like, all the things you've done to me. But I don't know what's in the air. Everyone's been at each other's necks, at each other's throats since the beginning of the year. Cat Williams told no lie, and I feel Cat Williams told no lie, and I feel like Meg dropping his set the tone for the year. It really set the tone for the year, because no person in the industry has known no peace. Everybody is fighting with everybody.
Taylor and Kim Kardashian are still fighting. Taylor created her own diss track.
Even Taylor Swift dropped a diss track. Like, girl.
What?
Yeah.
And then Amanda Seals going for Issa Rae.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot to consume this year. It's always been a lot to consume, but this year has been a lot to consume.
It's like, this year is the year of change, a year of exposure. There we go. This year is the year of exposure, because a lot of people are getting exposed or addressed. Does that make sense? Not necessarily exposed, but more so, like, this is like clapback season. There we go.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. Drake getting exposed. He's getting exposed bad.
Oh, the last one was the last. No. Yeah. The last one is definitely. No, he released another one, Not Like Us.
That one. I didn't listen to that one yet.
Yeah, listen to that one and then come back and tell me if you still feel the same.
Oh,
because
no.
What he threw out there in the universe.
What did he say?
The way he completely dragged this man to hell.
No. Want to strike a chord, and I bet it's a minor.
He already buried him. He already buried him with Meet the Grams, but then he pissed on his grave with Not Like Us.
You know, Not Like Us is what's crazy. What's crazy about Not Like Us is that
he's making some serious allegations about this man.
No, forget the allegations. It's a hit. Stop. Forget the allegations. Yep. It's a hit.
Yeah, it's a bop. Everybody is bopping to this.
Look, I might not know everything about music. I might not know as much as most, but let me tell you something. The worst diss track I think anyone could ever have on a person is a hit. Because this shit is catchy.
People have been playing it in the club. People have been doing memes, dancing to it. I've listened to it nonstop since all it dropped. Running. And I've been dancing and shaking ass to it because it is a hit. The song is good.
We heard it. It dropped last night.
I saw it drop immediately. Yeah. I saw a tweet from Kendrick Lamar tell us 18 minutes ago. I said, Lord, no.
It was crazy.
And not another one on the same day.
And it was so much. We were like, you know what? Not right now. We're not gonna listen to it right now. And then Chibi was like, fuck that, let's listen to it.
Yes, I was like, no, the reason I found out about it was really funny. So we did reaction videos to Meet the Grams and then what's the other one? Euphoria? Meet the Grams and Family Matters. And we uploaded it and we posted it. And then immediately, like, not even 10 minutes after we posted it, someone commented and was like, bring the camera back out. Right. Kendrick just dropped another disc. I said, you're lying. I just uploaded this video. You're lying to me.
No, it was crazy. And we listened to it. It was ridiculous.
I immediately ran to Twitter.
It was ridiculous.
And I was like, oh, it's true. He said, I ain't giving you no time to breathe, Drake.
He is drowning.
He has so much pressure right now. Everybody is waiting on what you about to do.
Don't do nothing.
I mean, he didn't reply to Pusha T, so maybe he just won't reply to Kendrick, but I feel like you can't go without replying to Kendrick.
Right, I was going to say, I feel like he's too deep into it to not reply, because he made fun of Kendrick like the whole time while he was waiting on Kendrick's reply. He was making fun of him. So, no, yeah.
Yep, he did. He dropped two songs before Kendrick dropped his response. Yeah. So he said, "Reverse car, bitch. I got two songs for you."
Yeah. I just, at the end of this, I want all of those songs on one album, okay?
They need to call it Drake versus Kendrick or Kendrick versus Drake. Yes. Somebody put that shit together right now. Because this is an album.
Put it in order.
This is a whole album. Now, J. Cole's could have been a part of this album.
He could have been a part of the album.
No. It wasn't even the fact that he apologized for the track, but he also removed the track. He said, I want all traces of my existence of participation gone. Yeah. I don't want my name tied to this shit show at all.
I am leaving the scene. I am forfeiting my turn.
Scrubbing my presence from this.
He was like, I accidentally stepped in and now I am stepping out. It's like he sent grand opening, grand closing. To the wrong person.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Sorry.
Exactly. He's like, my bad. That wasn't meant for you.
Sorry, dog.
It was a dick. That was an accident. Send somebody else. Lord have mercy.
So here's the thing. This is like why I love hip hop, right? Like, this is what hip hop is. This is what rap culture is. And, you know, how do you guys feel about other people emulating like rap in general but not understanding the culture?
You have given an example what brought on this, like who, like,
ooh, is an example.
What's an example of this question?
Well, okay, so I was gonna say, so, you know, I listen to K-pop, you know, I love K-pop.
You do
I do, but they have a lot of, like, they emulate a lot of rappers.
Swagger, things like that, like imitating how they move, the style, how they talk it.
Right. So, like, my question is, how do you guys feel about when other cultures, doesn't have to be about that culture, but like other people who emulate rap or who want to be a part of rap, right? Or who, like, I don't know. Another example would be Post Malone. Love Post Malone. He did rapping for a little bit, but then he went to country, and now he's like back to his origin. You know what I mean? Different things like that. How do you guys feel about people participating in rap but not understanding the culture behind it?
Do you want to go first? Or
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna let you keep go first.
Oh, okay. For one, I think I'm completely desensitized to seeing it because black sells. Blackness sells. It's a good media marketing tactic because black people are the highest consumers, right? So it just makes sense. But is it right? No. However, there are people that have done it tastefully and people that have done it untastefully. And there's also people that recognize that they're stepping into a space that's not theirs. And they have to maneuver how they're going to go about others welcoming into their space. And as long as you're respectful and you pay homage to it, I have no issues with it. But if you are throwing out propaganda and being extreme, like that's not how real everyday black people act, or that's not how you're cosplaying a person. Like, I can tell it's fake, I can tell it's ingenuine, I can tell it's not authentic, then you need to exit stage left.
I mean, we already knew black was the shit. Everybody see a black person doing something, they always gotta do it. Everybody looks at us and says, that's cool.
Because it is.
That's how it's always been. Look, nobody can be themselves.
Nobody
but black people.
And who do they always imitate?
They always imitate black people.
They'll never imitate nobody else.
Nobody's worried about all the different cultures. They have their own little thing. And let's not forget the uncooked chicken. They don't never have any culture. They planted in white bread. They whiter than white rice. They got nothing.
Don't forget, you're on a podcast about anime.
I'm just saying, like, when it comes to
social activist.
Yeah, but my thing is, I'm not saying I hate them all or anything like that. I'm just saying when it comes to the culture stealing or any type of thing they take away from black culture and imitate in their culture, we know why. Because they don't have any substance to make their own things. So they take it from us. And they say, oh, yeah, we could do it. Yeah.
So the moral of the story is you ain't feeling that.
Yeah, no. I mean, let me get this straight. I'm not saying I don't like it. I don't say I hate it. All I'm saying is that you have people that can do their own thing. And you have people that can't do their own thing. So they take from those who can and imitate it.
It's literally been the story of time.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it's always been. Now, mind you, it's different. It's a difference between doing it a respectful way and doing it a disrespectful way.
Right, because we've seen it done both ways.
Yeah, and I love it. If you're doing it respectfully, you paying homage, you really
you understand that this space is not yours.
Exactly. And then you say, I know this is, from them. I know this is what they do. I know this is who it is. But you know what I love more than anything? When they actually break it down. They don't just say, oh, we saw it one day and did it. No, they always say, oh, man, someday I was just minding my business and I heard something coming out of somebody's car. I was like, oh, who's that? So then they started looking them up and they were like, oh, that's my idol. That's like who I look up to. That's where I get my inspiration from. Like, that's what I like about it. If you want to use it, use it. It's not mine to give. It's no one's to give. Hip hop belongs to the people. But if you do it disrespectfully, now I can't condone that. I don't fuck with that.
I think the biggest thing that bothers me is the cosplaying of it all. Like, if you're somebody who is from the suburbs, or if you're from the safest place in the world that doesn't really have hoods, right? And then I hear you rap, or I hear you sing about killing people and making all these gun sounds and stuff, like, the whole thing is fake, and it just sounds like you're trying to cosplay rather than actually understanding
what cosplay gangsters fake ass accents. Faster than another nigga.
Hey, hey.
Like a bad bitch.
Hey, hey. Hey.
Wes, what?
You heard? Hey, stop this.
I will not. No, I'm going to say it again. Cosplay, gangsters, fake ass accents, posted in another neighborhood like a bad bitch. And she ain't told no lie. Also, Crystal and I grew up in the suburbs and we witnessed a lot of people fake gangsters. Like, why would you ever want to fake being a gangster? Why would you ever want to fake the struggle? You're in a better position than most people. You're black. You're getting an education. Two family households. You never have to struggle. You got food on the table, more than enough food, a roof over your house, more than enough house. You wear whatever design of clothes you want. You get bought everything you want. Why are you trying to fake playing a gangster?
Why are you looking at me? I don't fucking know.
No, I'm not looking at you. You don't know. You wasn't raised in the suburbs. It was just something that Kaysaki and I always saw. And we were like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Well, like, and that's what Drake doing. Or that's what Kendrick is calling out Drake for doing. That's what Rick Ross is calling out Drake for doing. That's what a lot of people are calling out Drake for doing. They're saying, you know, when you stepped into the game, you were not a gangster. You were a half Jewish boy that was raised in Canada by a white woman. And when you entered this industry as a rapper, we took you in. We brought you to our hoods. We showed you weeks, and then you started evolving to mimic and mirror exactly what you saw when that's not who you are. But you knew it, but you saw it was working. And you saw it was people liked your hits and your music. But then you started playing fake gangsta. And then we were like, oh, well, the Drake we love, he didn't play fake gangsta. Now you're playing fake gangsta. And that's crazy. Because we know who you are. And we know where your roots are.
I mean, well, there you have it. Don't be fake. Don't be fake, y'all.
Be your most authentic self always and forever.
Yep.
Only cosplay and conventions.
Because you may get successful, but it may come back to bite your ass in the worst way possible, like it's biting Drake's ass right now.
All right, well, that was our little segment.
Yeah, sorry, guys. It took so long.
Yeah, that was our little segment of what was going on. But, you know, if you listen to the diss track, you know it's getting real.
But I'm ready for the next one.
You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. He said, leave Drizzy alone.
Drake, you got to respond. You got to respond so Kendrick can give us two more songs. At least two more songs.
Hey, look. You heard what he said. He said, I got 5+5.
And even if he don't respond, just drop an album and we'll listen to it all, Kendrick.
I'm legit. Like, I'm not mad at this at all. Like, this whole beef pulled Kendrick Lamar out of hiding, okay? Not hiding. It's not that he was hiding. That's the wrong phrase to use. They just pulled him out of retirement. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know what he was doing, but it was taking him too long to release music. So.
He dropped, what's the album he dropped? Morales. I can't think of the name of the album right now, but that was the last one he dropped, and I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, which ain't too bad.
But that was his first album in years.
It's I know. Years.
Before that one. But still, 2 years ain't too bad.
Mr. Morale and Big Steppers. Yeah, it was Mr. Morale and Big Steppers. And I love that album. I put the album down.
When it was
in all my summer videos.
Yeah, it came out in
2022. Yeah.
Well, hopefully... You know, even if he does do another diss track, just make it a hit. Just make it.
Oh no, he's always gonna make a hit. That's what he does. But outside of this beef, what other things Weeb related have we been up to, guys?
You first.
Me?
Yeah.
Weeb related. Me on. I've been catching up on anime. I've been a little slow with my anime watching. But I feel like I've been keeping it. Kaiju number 8, every episode just wows me more and more. I love it so much.
Did you watch the last episode? One?
Yeah, and the plot twist. I'm like, oh, this is giving plot. We have a plot. It goes deep. I think it's safe to say I will actually give this one a chance. It piqued my interest. Don't know the name of it. Not the thumbs up and the smile.
Yeah.
I listen, that fight I saw, I was like, well, that was some good fight choreo. That was some good fight animation. It was, they put their foot in that. The budget was high. It was not no old run-of-the-mill, low-budget anime. That budget was high. I was like, oh, what is this? And he was like, it's one of the isekais you was calling stupid.
Yeah, you always talking shit about the isekais, but you never actually watched the isekais.
That's because they start off all the same, and then I have the expectation that they're going to all be the same. And then I'm just like, okay, let's hang that up. But what was like episode 5, 6, 7, something like that? Like, it was pretty far into it, so.
It might have been 5.
Yeah, I think it was 5. And so a lot of has happened already. And I came in at a battle, and I was like, oh, no, this is fire. But I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna like the first episode or the second unless it just already starts off really strong.
I mean, it starts off with a murder.
Oh. Not a murder.
A murder.
Oh my God.
As a murderer.
I mean, they had to die. It's I expected someone to die.
There you go.
How they died, completely don't know that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you actually giving it a chance.
I will go back. What's it called? The Seven Prince?
I just call it The Seventh Prince.
The Seventh Prince, because that's all I remember of the rest of the title, The Seventh Prince. So you hear that, guys? There's an isekai out there that I'm going to actually watch this anime outside of Slime. And Slime is moving slow. It's a lot of dialogue-heavy scenes. They're making us wait for the big finale.
You know it. The fight is going to go crazy. All right, so that's your week?
It's been my week, and then saw a movie today. It was kind of cool. It definitely expresses the state of the world and where we're headed.
Oh, yeah. That town's coming.
Yeah.
I see it coming.
I don't want to be in Maryland when it does.
Thanks. Let's go on vacation.
We got to go.
Let's go on vacation.
They said, what did they say? The parents were somewhere on the farm pretending none of this happened?
In Missouri.
We need to go to a farm.
Not Missouri. All right. Kesaki, how was your week?
It was good. I didn't do it much, anything anime related specifically, other than watch Kaiju Number 8, but I was told I can't say anything about it, so.
We just don't want to spoil the people. It's too early. Like, y'all, I mean, normally in y'all debates, it kind of makes sense because y'all say years. The book's been out for this long or, you know, something like that, but it's literally on what, episode 5?
So?
Come on, give the people a chance.
And what if this was like, and what if we did weekly Kaiju reviews? Then what?
Yeah.
If that's the case, give them a spoiler alert before you say it.
Okay. All right, Kesaki, next time give a spoiler alert.
Yeah, because my thing is, right,
say spoiler alert, so that way, like, if people already have watched it, they can keep listening. And if they didn't, they can just go do 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 tap tap tap.
And I'm gonna give you a quick example, right? So I talk to the people from, like, you know, in my life that sometimes I see, and they know we got the podcast. Mm-hmm. So there's always that one person that's, they're like, hey, I told somebody about your podcast. They said they're starting to watch anime now. I'm like, oh, now? So they haven't even started watching it.
Yeah. Oh, then they don't need to be listening to our podcast.
Nothing. They don't know nothing. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So then they were
like, we spoil everything.
Exactly. So then I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm not gonna stop with the older things. If it's something that's been out since we was like kids.
So there is a statute of limitation.
Yes. Yeah. You got
because
it.
Because you was telling us that there was no statute of limitation.
All right, well, I'm
so now there is one.
I'm saying when it comes to anime, there are two things you cannot spoil. Major spoilers. I don't care how long ago it came out. If I'd never seen it and you gave me a major spoiler, that's crazy. Because you wouldn't want that to happen to you, right? Then you have the statute of limitations, the ones that actually have them, which are the ones that came out recently.
Okay, but what about mangas? Because manga chapters come out way before the episode.
Yeah.
So, is there separate statute of limitations? Or is it the same? Because a lot of what's been going on in a lot of the major mangas, or like the major anime, like everyone's already know what happens in the manga. Yeah. So like Attack on Titan, we knew what was gonna happen in Attack on Titan,
because y'all read the manga
a year before we actually got the season. So yeah,
but that don't mean you tell everybody that's watching the anime that is in real time what's happening in the future.
Why not? Okay, so
because we're
watching. I don't know why we always end up back at this conversation, but we're gonna try it again.
We watch content, other content creators, right? Like, we watch them on YouTube, whatever, right? Regardless if they have a podcast or whatever, they're always talking about, like, what's happening now, whether it's in the manga or anime or whatever. And so, like, as anime people who have to talk about anime content, you can't really go about talking about anime content without having some spoilers.
Well, that's like, why I said that spoilers can be made. They just have to be warned before, so. Okay. That's all I'm saying. All
right. Spoiler alert. I don't know how many times we have to go through this whole, like, roundabout. Because almost every single episode, we're always like, spoiler alert.
That's why I really don't have much to say on the topic. Right. Another one. Another argument about the statute of limitations on spoilers. We should take it to court.
Let's take it to court.
We should take it to court.
I'm gonna get my lawyer.
And we're gonna get our lawyers and we're gonna debate this out and we're gonna come up with a statute of limitation law on spoilers, because I've had enough.
I need a law.
Audience too, because we can ask y'all, what is y'all statute of limitations when it comes to spoilers? And also, do you guys even care if you're spoiled? Like, I don't care.
Not everyone's gonna care, but there are gonna be some that do care. Just like,
right, that's what the poll is gonna be for.
I definitely don't care, because I'm the type that reads a whole synopsis of a movie before going to see the movie.
So that don't mean you're going to know everything about the movie.
I read the whole plot.
I read everything.
I literally go to the end.
No, I meant like the wiki where they have literally a play-by-play of the movie. It's called plot. They just have plot on there. But I read the whole thing and I already know.
I will literally skip to the end of the book just to find out the ending, then go back and read it from the beginning, because I do not like to not know what's gonna happen.
And I'm also the type of person that watches like film reviews and then it intrigues me and I'm like, all right, it's time to watch the movie.
Only person that doesn't like spoilers is a jutsu.
And that's okay.
Me and a bunch of other people I've already had this conversation with.
Okay, I believe you. I believe there are others. But right now, here on this podcast, in this space, you the only one, bro.
Yeah, I know. And that's perfectly fine. I speak for those.
Okay, you
who are unheard and not looked at.
Take it to court.
When it's time for us to stand up and we tell the people we are sick and tired of being sick and tired of you motherfuckers spoiling
shit. Well, you know what?
And I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you.
But we don't do it on purpose.
I don't give a shit. A spoiler is a spoiler.
But we don't do it on purpose.
Nigga, that's like saying you dropped. That's like saying you dropped a grenade, and I didn't mean to pull a pin.
Hey, still didn't mean to do it.
You still, but it did. But you did it.
But it still didn't mean to do it.
Don't matter. You did it.
You know how you can keep from getting spoiled, though? For real.
Not talking to y'all.
No. How you can keep from getting spoiled is, one, actually keep up with the anime and the content. And number two, open a book and look at some pictures. That is how you cannot get spoiled. I'm good on that.
All right, so you know what? My week was pretty cool. I didn't have a bad week. I actually had a nice, you know, relaxing week. Watched a good amount of anime. Now, when I say relaxing, I mean like not stressed. Like I haven't been stressed this week. Believe me, I've been working. I ain't been relaxing. But it has definitely been harder for me to get into the anime, because there's like some things I'm watching, but then some things that I haven't even looked at yet. So I'm trying to get into all the new stuff that came out or is still coming out for this season. but I'm also trying to catch up on the things that have already been out and I'm trying to catch up on. So it's definitely something I gotta get a handle on soon, but I'm planning on catching up. Don't worry about it. What's weird is I'm caught up on a lot of new stuff. I just gotta catch up on the older stuff.
I feel that. I get it's literally that, it's like that vibe that spring gives where it's like the anime is good, but it's like a struggle to continue to stay committed to something you started, or like get into something new or try something new.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, plus there's still things that's ongoing, so I gotta, you know, stop putting all my time and effort into the new stuff and go back to the stuff I was already watching.
Yeah, it's just too much anime, guys.
But let me tell you something. That Seven Prince, I think is fire.
Okay.
And this, what is it called? The Archdemon and his wife. I think that's what it's called. That's not bad either. I like it.
Okay, well, are we ready to jump into today's topic?
All right, so what is today's topic? All right, well, the topic of discussion for today is going to be a debate we've had in the past, some, you know, quite a, like several episodes ago. We were talking about what is fantasy.
Exactly.
In anime.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys remember this episode where we were discussing the Crunchyroll Award winners and noticed that Demon Slayer won in the best fantasy category amongst a plethora of other fantasies that we thought were more fantasy than they were. And then Keisaki had her own opinions about what a fantasy anime actually was, because as we know, fantasy is just her favorite genre.
Absolutely not.
She just loves her some fantasy so much, to the point that every time she from time to time she'll come right here on this show for you guys to actually hear with your own ears and say, I enjoyed this show and it's a fantasy. And she's like, but it's not all fantasy.
It's, I'm
like,
not.
But girl, it's a fantasy.
It's not.
Let me tell you something.
Delusional, a fantasy is a fantasy. So first, what is fantasy? Like, do we even, all does right. anyone know exactly
yes,
what fantasy
I know exactly
means?
Exactly.
No, no, but sure? Before no, no, we no. look What's at the dictionary, what we look, wait, no. no, no. Before we look at the text definition, we're gonna say what everyone thinks fantasy.
Oh, okay. Like, what is our personal, like,
yeah, like our personal definitions of what fantasy is. So, Keisaki, since it's your favorite genre, we're gonna start with you.
Okay, so listen. So this is what I think a fantasy is, and just like a pure fantasy anime, nothing else, no drama, no whatever, just fantasy. Okay, mm-hmm. I think of magical beings. I think mm-hmm. of witches and the wizards and just magical powers, like pure like fantasy. That is what like my definition of a fantasy anime is. Okay,
mm-hmm.
just like pure fantasy. So a lot of witches, wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Different things like that. That is my definition of a pure fantasy.
Okay. I have similar example. Magic, definitely. Things that cannot be explained by science. The abnormal, the unnatural, supernatural, otherworldly, maybe a different world, a different universe, things like that. I said magic already. But yeah, just those things typically... creatures maybe from different universes or planets, like those type of things are like fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's levels to this fantasy shit. There's levels to this. Hisu, what's your definition? Actually, you're biased because you looked it up, so you probably...
I'm not biased. I have my own definition.
Oh, you do? All right, tell us.
You want to know what my definition of a fantasy is?
Yes, we do.
My definition of a fantasy is about shit that ain't real. The animals ain't real. the aspect of their power systems, whatever they can use.
But One Piece is not considered a fantasy, and none of that shit is real.
What do you mean it's not considered a fantasy?
It's not a fantasy.
There's nothing.
Are you telling me? Real.
You're telling me it's
which
not
is,
a
yeah,
fantasy?
No, One Piece is not classified as a fantasy. This is why we're having a conversation. Yeah.
So, like, what is your...
It's not classified as a fantasy.
What's it classified as?
Not that.
Okay. Cool. When I think of fantasy, I think about shit that's just completely...
Oh, you're right. It is fantasy.
Thank you.
All right, bet.
I think of shit that's just not real. If there's magic in it, it ain't real. So if it's got some animal that's got a crazy name to it and we ain't never seen it on Earth, that shit ain't real. If they have an aspect of people that have weird limbs and extra body parts or something missing that's normal for them, it ain't real.
Okay, so then based on what you just said, then you agree Demon Slayer should have won.
No.
But it's all of those things.
But
it's definitely none of it, you know, for a fact is not real. But just because it's a fantasy doesn't mean that it is the fantasy.
But so you just described Demon Slayer as a fantasy.
Demon Slayer is a fantasy.
It is a fantasy,
but it's not worthy to win an award.
It's debatable.
For a fantasy of the year.
But technically.
So technically, though, if by your definition, then majority of anime, mostly all of anime, is a fantasy.
That's a fact. Is it not?
Yep, it sure is.
Yes, it is.
Bleach is a fantasy. Naruto is a fantasy. One Piece is a fantasy. If the only anime you can really name that's not a fantasy is any anime that actually has the aspects of real stuff. Like, I don't see... Let me see. Gangster.
That's not a fantasy.
Is Gangster a fantasy? Please,
I don't think it's a fantasy because it doesn't have to do with magic or creatures or another world.
It's just straight up...
But it's like an action.
Modified human beings. And that stuff is real.
Right. But what we're saying is that because fantasy... I feel like fantasy is... It's weird when they put anime into genres, because fantasy could just be a subgenre that's not the full focus of what the anime is really focusing on. And then you have some anime that are completely fantasy, where the fantasy aspect is the sole focus and nothing else.
Yes. So that's what I mean. Like, I like a lot of shows that have aspects of fantasy in it, but when you get into the genres, right, like, that show's full focus isn't fantasy, it's something else. It's a different
give
genre.
an example
Freedom.
More than half the anime that we watch,
everything. Violet
Evergarden. Name something.
Violet Evergarden. Yep.
Well, her example on the podcast that sparked this whole debacle was Made in Abyss.
That's a fantasy.
No.
Wait, which one did we say? Which one did you... You mentioned an anime and you was like, well, it's more of a horror than a fantasy. Or you classified it as more of a horror than a fantasy. Keisaki's favorite genre is technically fantasy then, if more than...
I mean, everybody's favorite...
Half of anime.
If everybody's favorite genre, then I guess is fantasy. Because
everybody's...
Alright, so let's do alright, so we said our opinions on what we think fantasy it means, right?
Correct.
Let's get the actual definition of what fantasy means.
Okay. I feel like it's gonna be around what we said.
A fantasy means a story that involves fantasy elements, like a world with magic, dragon, elves, and medieval world.
Right.
Magic is often not a genre, but a theme.
Okay.
So, I guess what they're saying is like, if you want me to break it down.
So, fantasy is not a genre.
It sounds like just Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
That's what this make it sound like, is elements of magic, dragons, elves, and
Demon Slayer has
medieval worlds.
Demon Slayer has no magic, really. Well, kind of technically, But it's just the demons. Like, the only aspect of fantasy in Demon Slayer is the demons.
And what the demons can do.
That's it.
That's it.
Other than that, there is no other fantasy element, which is why they said it's more of a theme. But what is... But Demon Slayer is themed around demons. Demons are the creatures. Creatures is what brings in the fantasy. So... But then also, it's like... What you said is like a theme. But how can it be just a theme if there are literally anime out there that are specifically for the fantasy element? Like, it drives the plot.
My thing is, if so there's things, so there's aspects of fantasy, right? Obviously, the aspect makes it a fantasy part of its genre now. But then there's things that are based, like the entire anime is based on fantasy.
Right, like most of the isekais we watch.
Yes. So let me just give a grand example. The real fantasy of the year of 2023. Mm-hmm. Jobless Reincarnation is a pure fucking fantasy. Everything about it is a fantasy. There's magic. There's elves. There's medieval worlds.
There's demons.
There's demons. There's... freaking what do you call them, beast people, like, you know what I'm saying, like things that are pure aspects of fantasy. There are people that literally all have the same hair color and can telepathically talk to each other. And it's in their bloodline. Like, that's a fantasy.
Well, this is interesting. So I pulled up Jobless Reincarnation because I 100% agree with you that it's the most fantasy of the fantasy on that list, but it's categorized under the genres adventure, drama, fantasy, and ecchi, but its themes are isekai and reincarnation, which is interesting because we just looked up the definition of fantasy. And fantasy in itself could be considered a theme. So why is it an anime that they added fantasy as a genre and then made the theme an isekai? Because isekais are literally fantasies. It is like they took a piece and made a whole other name and then was like, this is our version of fantasy for anime.
Right. So obviously, like I said, the aspect is the genres. Their focus is the isekai. But it is pure fantasy. The only difference is
that Kesaki, you made a face. Explain that face. The isekai. Explain.
Listen, it's not pure fantasy because there's I'm just saying from the list of the genres that if we're talking about Jobless, it's also an adventure. It is also a drama. It is. And it's also an ecchi. So
it has all those elements, yes.
It has a lot of fantasy elements, but there's other things about the show that drives the show, right? It's not just about pure fantasy. It's about the adventure. The adventure is what drives the show. The drama is what drives the show. The ecchi is what makes it funny. Does that make sense? So, like, yes, it's fantasy, but realistically, that is not what drives the show. What drives the show is the fact that it's the isekai and whatever the plot is within that. So that is why
I love this topic. This is an interesting perspective.
So there's a lot of shows, right, that I like. When I say I don't like fantasy, I mean I don't like the fantasy shows that fantasy drives the plot. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But in Jobless, you don't get that. Like, yes, there's fantasy elements. Yes, it's in a fantastical, like, world. But it's the drama. It's the adventure. It's the ecchi that makes it funny. It's the characters. It's the fact that you can see Rudeus grow over his adventure. Does that make sense? And so, yes, like, I agree. I don't think that fantasy by itself should be a category unless we have like a clear definition of what fantasy, like what a actual fantasy show is and what that should look like, because Jobless is just not a pure fantasy to me. It's an isekai.
Name a pure fantasy.
That's what I was just about to ask. I'm gonna say, well, in that case, do we actually know an anime that is only classified as a fantasy? And nothing else?
What's the anime called? It's like, it starts with an H. And it's a hilarious one. Oh, Is it this one?
Okay, but what about action in fantasy? What if it's an anime that only has two classifications? So it's fantasy, but it has a lot of action because most fantasies require magic and fighting happens. But the fighting is just a product of the fantasy element, right?
I mean, yeah, but that's the same to say that the adventure is a product of the fantasy.
Exactly. And so that's what Keisaki was saying. Like, they're bouncing off of each other.
But this is what I'm trying to say. Fantasy is the backbone.
Okay.
And everything else is literally just using it.
Okay, I believe that tracks for Demon Slayer's case because the fantasy element is clearly the demons, and without the demons, there would be no fantasy aspect of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
It's the plot of the story.
Exactly.
So without the fantasy, what would it be? Like, let's just take away the fantasy aspect, which is what?
The demons.
The demons, right? So then they would just be regular swordsmen?
It'd just be an action.
Exactly. Okay. So now, because you have demons in there, it's now a fantasy. So now, this is what I mean by pure fantasy.
Okay.
We took out one thing and eliminated an entire theme or genre from this anime.
Right.
Do that with Jobless.
If you take out... It's an isekai. I mean, it wouldn't... We would have no anime.
Exactly.
Which is most of the shows, though. That's like, yeah, that's most of that's the, all anime. Isekai. Not even isekai. It's all of anime.
It's literally all of anime. If you take away the aspect of one thing, and now all of a sudden, oh, it's no longer fantasy. That right there is proof.
I think this is not something
that should be fantasy of the year.
I just don't think fantasy itself is a genre. I was just about to say, I don't think fantasy by itself can be a standalone genre. It has to exist with something else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I agree.
But there are other genres that can stand alone.
Yeah, without fantasy. I completely agree.
Right.
And that's where.
So, what was the disconnect between you and Keisaki?
My disconnect is there's a difference.
It seems like you guys are on the same page now.
No, God, no. The difference between what I'm saying and she's saying is that she says she doesn't like fantasy, right?
She loves the shit.
She loves the shit. Based on
what we just described, but she loves that shit.
But what's crazy is that it took so long for her to realize. Pure fucking fantasy. It's got magic, it's got dragons. Oh my God.
Shonen is a demographic, baby.
I know, but it's an action adventure fantasy. That's what it is.
It's an action adventure fantasy, and she's going to sell us that it's not the fantasy that's making it her favorite.
No, it's not. Even though the whole reason she likes
it. No, it was not. No, it wasn't. The whole purpose she loves it is because she loves watching the fights and the fantasy and the magic and power and all that shit.
The reason why I love Fairy Tail was literally because of the power of friendship. It's like in the adventure. It's the adventure part. It's like the whole plot is so good. Everybody should watch Fairy Tale.
Yeah, everyone go watch a fantasy anime.
And then another one, her face.
It's not fantasy.
But she's gonna sell us that it's an adventure.
It is not.
There is no anime that is just fantasy.
So I have a question because between genres and demographics, let's talk about that. Because if you're trying to say that an anime is a fantasy standalone by itself, fantasy anime, then it should be a demographic, not just the genre.
No, because demographics. Demographic between multiple genres.
Like, if you look at the award shows, right? The award shows basically covers the demographics. It's more of like who has the best shonen, who has the best seinen, who has the best shoujo, whatever. It goes over the demographics. And so I feel like with the award show, what they did was they made fantasy. Like, I don't think that there was an award for shoujo, but also an award for action. Because it's kind of almost the same thing, but it's different. One is a demographic, one is a genre.
There was or a best action category, wasn't there?
Best or, action anime.
Was it?
Was it action or was it shonen?
No, they don't have categories based on demographics. It's based on genres.
Was it based on the genres?
Yeah, they're based on the genres. But I'm gonna confirm. I'm gonna confirm if that's the case. Yeah, they did. They do best action categories. Yeah, best action. The winner was
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Of course,
I remember that.
Jujutsu Kaisen, best romance.
But that also explains why we saw. That also explains why we saw so many of the same anime
across
in the same categories, because they're not defined by just one.
Yeah,
they have multiple elements.
Like, now let me ask you a question. Go to Best Fantasy and name the list of things that were in there, because I know Hell's Paradise.
Okay,
in
here
there.
It is. We have Demon Slayer.
Yes,
and we understand that the fantasy aspect is the demons,
right?
Hell's Paradise. Hell's Paradise had a multitude of reasons why it made it a fantasy.
God, yes.
Magic and Muscles is legit Harry Potter.
It's legit Harry Potter.
Jobless Reincarnation Season 2, enough said, it's a fucking isekai. The Treasure Chest of Courage. Now that's interesting because technically Ranking of Kings does have magic in it. Beasts.
Demons,
giants, witches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it was on.
It's literally D&D. It's literally Dungeons and Dragons.
That's what I said earlier.
Specifically.
That's what I said.
Because there's dragons in there. There's no dragons in any of these other things. Oh, wait. There's dragons in Jobless.
Yeah. There's dragons in Ancient
Magus. Oh, there's also dragons in Ancient Magus. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe it is a little bit of D&D.
Yeah.
So all of it's a fantasy.
Most isekais are definitely giving D&D. Oh, my God. Yes.
Most fantasies.
So fantasy is basically Dungeons and Dragons.
Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, my God. Because they always be in haunted dungeons. Thank and they be... Oh, my God.
Soul Leveling.
Revelation. Yes, Soul Leveling is a fantasy.
Pure fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Let's confirm
fairy
that.
Fairy tale.
If I don't see fantasy it's under Soul pure. Leveling, they're a liar.
You can't say... anything.
There's dragons in it with magic.
I get it. There's fantasy aspects of it, but you can't say it's pure fantasy.
There's what makes something pure fantasy if the whole aspect of it literally couldn't be made without fantasy? If you took everything that made fairy tale fantasy, fairy tale wouldn't exist.
The same thing goes if you took adventure out of
there's no such thing as a pure fantasy
show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think you two are on the same page. I'm almost certain.
I'm not on the same page.
No, I really because feel like he literally just said no. He literally
said,
run this back.
You said,
he literally just said that, oh, this show is pure fantasy. And I was like, there's no pure fantasy.
If you tell me, please, just help me help you help me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
If you can take something out of the aspect of an anime, like just take something out of it that makes it fantasy, and it can still be an anime without it, then what would you have? You would have a non-fantasy, right? So if you cannot do that, then how can it not be pure fantasy?
But
if
it's
literally
not
everything.
But but the thing is, there we just confirmed that it can't be pure.
Right.
It has themes and sub elements of fantasy, but there is no such thing as a pure fantasy.
Right.
An anime cannot be standalone just fantasy.
Right. It has to have adventure.
Oh, okay. That's great.
But it's true. If you do remove the fantasy element out of that, then it just becomes whatever's left.
But that's the same. That's the same thing.
There's always something left.
That's the same thing if you just took adventure out of the category of fantasy, right? Like if it was a fantasy show and it was a fantasy and adventure, right? You took adventure out, what would you have? Literally, not the show. It would still be a fantasy, but there's nothing driving the plot, right? It would be nothing. The same thing goes for if you took fantasy out, or the same thing
That's
goes.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
If you took action out of a fantasy, it's called a slice of life. It just wouldn't have action in it.
No, because then there's other aspects of it. In slice of life, there's other aspects of it. There's adventure. So if you took adventure out of fantasy, what is it? What would you have?
Slice of life.
There's adventure in slice of life.
Like what? I mean, you, like, can, have you
romance,
can have adventure in a slice of life, but you don't have
like,
to.
A show called Girls Go on Tour or Girls Tour, whatever. That's a slice of life. And it's literally about them living their best lives. And it's a whole adventure. If you took adventure out, what would it be?
I am literally watching an anime where a dude died, got reincarnated in a world, and instead of trying to fight demons, have a nice little adventure, he is literally on a farm. Farming.
That is his adventure.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's funny. That's honestly, I might have to disagree. I might have to disagree. I don't think
I'm just saying there's no such thing as pure fantasy. Like, name me a show that is pure fantasy. Go. Pure fantasy.
I agree with you, girl. There's no such thing as a pure fantasy. We just found out that fantasy honestly can't even really be classified as a genre.
I agree.
But hits, who are you, all right?
I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
so
just saying.
I have a question then. So you guys watch superhero films and there's superhero anime that exists. Would you classify anime regarding superheroes is a fantasy?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I told you that's not true?
Well, it's not true. Superheroes?
That superhero anime is not classified as a fantasy.
What is it classified as?
Action.
Not action.
Because it's not... Because, so it's just action by itself?
So One Punch Man, even though they clearly have magical
powers... They have
powers,
magic in One Punch
Man. It's only classified as an action and a comedy. It is not classified as a fantasy at
all.
All
right, we need to call
him. I'm about to look up my hero.
We're about to call him. Because there's no way in the world... Oh, because it's not classified as magic.
Because it's normal in their world.
It's normal in their world. It's not classified as magic.
It's not abnormal.
To them.
Because people in that world all are born with power. You either are or you not, but it's
not all of them.
But it's like something that is normal to their society.
Yeah, but magic.
But so is magic and fantasies, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Which is why I asked the question, because like I wanted to understand, like, why would they not classify heroes as fantasy? Like, even My Hero Academia is only classified as an action with themes of school and superpower.
So Quirks is
no.
Because they don't classify it as magic.
I don't get it, man.
It has to be the classification.
I don't get it, man.
If they don't classify it as magic, then it no longer...
Or
is
maybe
fantasy.
They just decided that superhero
but
powers
Slayer
doesn't
classify
as...
their stuff as magic.
They just classify it as a fantasy.
It's just... But, like, I'm saying their, like, system and stuff. It's not... They don't call it magic in the show.
That's what I just said that. I'm saying I agree with that aspect. Maybe because they don't call it magic, it cannot be considered a fantasy.
But that's what I'm saying.
But Demon Slayer, they don't call magic
as a magic or consider it as a fantasy, but they don't call their stuff magic. That is what I'm trying to say.
Look up Dragon Ball.
I want to
see if Dragon Ball is not considered a fantasy.
Okay. Because
that shit is fictional as fuck.
Okay. But fiction doesn't classify fantasy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
We have to keep that.
I mean, all of it is fiction.
What is it?
Action, adventure, comedy, fantasy.
So now I really don't get it.
With themes of martial arts and superpower.
All right, you know what? Maybe it is fantasy because aliens come into
They're otherworldly. Their otherworldly things start encountering.
Yeah.
But still, like, you're trying to tell me that the world of My Hero Academia with mutants and people that are invisible and people that can fly and have wings and have quirks ain't fantasy?
That's fantasy. I don't know how.
But you're trying to
fantasy.
Tell me a world where demons exist in Edo period Japan. It's classified as fantasy.
Facts.
And then you got us thinking that these Hashira got powers when it's just breathing.
You can't see that shit in real life.
They literally classify My Hero as just action.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm just confused. Like, this is such a confusing topic because it's like I understand exactly what a fantasy is and what it tells in such genres. But then when you present me with an anime that is clearly ticking off all these marks that make it a fantasy, and you try and tell me it's not?
Sword Art Online.
Sword Art Online is definitely a fantasy because it's an isekai.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not isekai. That's right.
Look it up.
But I think they're going to classify it as a fantasy.
There ain't no damn powers. They're using a game.
Yeah, but they get stuck.
That don't mean they isekai into it. They still in the game.
Yes, it is classified as a fantasy. I knew that. And a love polygon with themes of love polygon. Interesting.
Well, yeah, the girl. It was like two girls, I think, in there that like Kirito. But I think that was like late in the third season.
Right. I just think it's really interesting. I literally was like, let me look at One Punch Man and see like superheroes classified as fantasy. And to my surprise, they don't.
Yeah, no, I'm completely confused. So is it because they're calling it magic in the anime that now it becomes a fantasy? And if you don't classify your power system as magical, then it is no longer considered a fantasy?
It's only an action, drama, and suspense. It's not a fantasy.
I wouldn't even think to classify Attack on Titan as a fantasy. Yeah, don't ask me why, but I just don't.
It has titans.
It does, but titans were mythical creatures to be true.
That's not
or rumored to be
well that
real.
And, that ooh, and they're not made of magic.
Full metal, which I'm surprised, is classified as fantasy. Or they have it in the genre.
Of course it is. Of course Full Metal Alchemist is fantasy.
No. You guys are going back and forth. You can't alchemy, just go from
alchemy full is metal, fantasy.
But alchemy is more science.
It's a mixture of science and magic. Well, they say that.
The things that they can do, definitely, there's a limit to science.
Yeah, but you can literally watch, like, maybe the first episode. They say that alchemy is a mixture of science and magic.
Right, so that's why they classified it as a fantasy.
Right,
because some of the things that they were doing is beyond beyond science.
Right, so now that's where I think I've made a discovery.
Okay, what's the discovery?
It is not classified a fantasy unless it is classified
in the anime, in the show itself.
No. It has to be classified that magic is the aspect.
But then how is Demon Slayer slipping through these cracks?
No one is mentioning magic.
No one mentioned magic in Demon Slayer, but it won Best Fantasy.
Now I am completely and utterly appalled that this shit was called Anime of the Year.
It wasn't called Anime of the Year.
I mean, Fantasy of the Year.
It just won Best Fantasy.
It's technically a fantasy.
But technically it is a fantasy because it involves creatures. Demons are creatures.
Do the creatures perform magic?
They have blood art.
Is blood art magic?
They didn't specify it, but they just called it a blood art.
I don't think it's magic. I think it's everyday vampire shit.
Well, if that's the case, then Tokyo Ghoul is a fantasy. It is a fantasy.
It is a fantasy.
It is a fantasy.
Because it's a creature.
Yeah.
It's literally just called a blood demon art. They don't ever specify or call anything magic. No one performs magical spells or incantations or anything like that in Demon Slayer.
But it's, you know what's crazy?
But it is.
But I would consider, I wouldn't consider this a fantasy. So Code Geass, right? Code Geass, in my mind, is not a fantasy. However, it has fantasy components in it. Like
that's a mecha. The girl,
right? Yes. But it's correct. Not listed in the genre. It's just action.
What about the sci-fi girl?
Oh, that begs another question. So I think she's more classified as sci-fi because she's not from their planet, right?
Nope.
Right. So I think sci-fi is a different planet, but it cannot be necessarily compared to being a fantasy. Sci-fi is kind of more standalone, as do with the extraterrestrial.
I mean, does sci-fi have to deal with the extraterrestrial? I think, okay, so let's leave.
Because that's terrestrial, but it's a fantasy.
Let's leave. Okay, I'm gonna give an example. It's not anime though. Have you guys seen Pacific Rim?
No. Yes.
Okay, Pacific Rim is about these people that fight kaiju. We all know what kaiju is. Mm-hmm. Large ass monsters. Mm-hmm. That emerge from under the sea. Now, if you ask me, that's just true. It's so vast down there, we don't know what's down there. But it's a movie about people that fight kaiju that emerge from the sea, mm-hmm, and literally just come up to land and just wreak havoc.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Now, when it comes to, you know, the humans, they make these giant mecha, mm-hmm, to fight them.
Right.
None of that has to deal with aliens or outer space.
Okay.
Right.
Is that classified as a sci-fi?
No.
Please look
it
up.
Wait, actually, I don't know Pacific Rim specifically, but when you mentioned kaiju, I just, for shits and giggles, I giggled kaiju number 8, and I wanted to know what it was classified as.
What is it?
It is only classified as an action in a sci-fi. Wow. Which hints to me believe that anything involving kaijus would just only be classified as a sci-fi.
Wait, so it is sci-fi because of the kaijus. Doesn't Jujutsu Kaisen have kaijus?
No, they have curses.
Oh, curses. Okay.
Which were literally created by human emotion.
So that would make it a fantasy. Mm.
Mm. But it is.
It is.
It's a dark. It's considered a dark fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So is Made It Abyss is a dark fantasy.
Your head is spinning, ain't it?
I don't get it.
You know what else is not a fantasy? Assassination Classroom.
What?
Assassination Classroom. It's only it's a action. And
did you say it's a squid?
It's only. It's only action and comedy.
It's a squid. Your face was fucking priceless.
What? Because I'm like, wait, what do you mean?
It's only action and comedy.
It's not even considered a sci-fi.
Nope.
Yeah, that's definitely sci-fi.
Nope.
He's not a human.
Nope.
Bruh.
It's action and comedy.
I think we have discovered none of this shit makes sense.
None of this shit makes sense. None of it.
None of this shit makes sense.
I'm lost, bruh.
I am so freaking lost.
I am lost.
I thought I knew. I thought we was on to something. I thought right. We were going to break through. I thought we came to this topic, we were going to have answers. And we ain't got no answers.
I just
that is funny.
Think maybe as humans, we should stop being so rigid and putting things in a box. That's what I think.
No, shut up. She's just trying to prove her case.
Honestly, you know what else is not a fantasy? When it comes to fantasies, we can't put it in a box.
You know what else is not a fantasy? Mob Psycho 100.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Psycho 100. I could see why that may not be a fantasy, only because people really believe that there's such things as psychic mediums.
Yeah, and ghosts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything was ghostly. That was spirits and ghosts. I wouldn't classify that.
Because people have made it to believe like it's a real thing. Like it's a real entity. They do studies, things like that. So that could no longer be classified because they proved that it could be a potential to be real.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not fake.
Well, then if that's the case.
It's supernatural.
It's supernatural.
Yeah, it is. It is supernatural. Yep.
So
in order for it to be fantasy, it has to be unnatural. No super.
No super. Bars.
Bars.
Look, I was just really trying to figure out what is it that makes a fantasy? Because at this point, I'm completely confused. I thought magic was the key aspect here.
Mm-hmm. But it's not.
It's not. Unless it is, and you motherfuckers is lying.
The listeners ain't do nothing to you.
Not the listeners. I'm talking about anime. Like, they are listing things as fantasy that don't have aspects of magic in it.
I feel like the people who created it would know exactly what boxes they fit into. It's just the lines get blurred. They're too interchangeable. The elements of some things are very closely related to elements of others. So what's Parasite then? I'm interested to know.
Parasite is not that's a sci-fi. That's not a fantasy.
Nah, that shit says fantasy.
It don't say fantasy.
We have a problem.
Parasite shouldn't be a fantasy.
Parasite isn't a fantasy.
Okay. It is a action horror sci-fi system.
Yeah,
okay,
see? It is not.
All right, so I just, oh, because they're aliens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. Well, if anything, we hope that you guys took away something from this very chaotic conversation.
Wait. I have one. Bungle Stray Dogs.
Please tell me that it's a fantasy.
It is not a fantasy. It's just I
wouldn't think it's a fantasy. Mystery.
But there's... The guy turns into a whole tiger.
There's literally magic. But they don't define it as magic.
Fire Force is fantasy. Yes, it is.
Which is crazy because they never define their abilities in Fire Force. Is mad. Damn it, we ain't on to nothing.
But they do name it a Dolaburst.
But they do not
specify what a Dolaburst is.
Okay, neither do they do in Demon Slayer, and yet it's still one best fantasy.
Dead Man Wonderland isn't a fantasy.
Oh, that's definitely not a fantasy.
I think that they just got it wrong. I think that Demon Slayer was in the wrong category. Someone made a mistake.
Facts.
Someone made a mistake.
I don't know. Across all the platforms, it's just fantasy. I mean,
they made some mistakes with that translator. The translator was struggling, boy.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. If y'all remember that.
If you were up at 8:00 in the morning watching that, you knew that they had to swap out the English translator into the award show because... The first one they had was not good.
Was
not good. It was very bad.
Yeah, remember that dude was talking during his whole acceptance speech and he gave us like two words.
He literally, as he's giving his acceptance speech, he could only translate two words of the many sentences that he did. He could not understand anything he was saying. And we were like, they need to change him out.
Why did they do like a translation like test or something?
He probably just lied.
I don't know, man. I feel like you had to audition to be a translator.
I don't know how he got through the job and they didn't realize he couldn't understand Japanese that well.
He probably got through some phrases, had like a nice little conversation with them, but he didn't know enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He knew enough to make it look good, but he didn't know enough to really be like, oh yeah, I speak this shit.
Yeah, because I was like, ooh, this is rough.
This is rough.
I'm like, I'm trying to hear what he's saying, and I have no idea what he's saying because you ain't translating for me.
I was like, sir, are you going to speak? He said nothing.
And then I was like, after the next break, we hear the female. I'm like, yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, that joint was crazy. But no, back to this topic.
I don't know what else to say about this topic.
Are we done? Like, are we giving up? On the answers? Are we not trying?
We will not give up on the answers, but we're gonna do that. I'm gonna do that offline. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to do in this situation. I have to really hit the library. I have to really understand and research and then bring what I learned back to the table.
All right, so am I hearing part two?
I guess. And in that part two, we're also gonna try to like get some really good examples.
Right.
And explain it as best as we can.
But for the record, I don't classify Demon Slayer as a fantasy. And if it is classified as a fantasy, it shouldn't have won Fantasy of the Year. No.
No, it should not.
I agree with you because there were other fantasy, like true fantasies that came out that they could have chosen.
What'd she just say?
Well, as we know, they won because
there were more fantasy shows that came out.
I agree with what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
You didn't hear what she just said?
I did not.
She said there were more true fantasies.
I thought we agreed there's no such thing as true fantasies.
There is no such thing as true fantasies. You're right. But I'm just saying there was more shows that were listed that leaned on the fantasy aspect more than Demon Slayer.
Right.
Okay, I have one more for you. Your name. Keisaki. What do you think that is? Whether or not it has fantasy.
I definitely think it does have some sort of aspect of fantasy because they have to go back in time. and they swap bodies and stuff.
Time is like sci-fi though, ain't it?
Supernatural. Not even sci-fi.
Yeah, supernatural.
So you're supernatural.
Oh, yeah. Because it's sci-fi based off the ribbon. And fantasy. Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's based off that ribbon.
This stuff runs so deep. This is very interesting. I'm so glad we have this topic of discussion.
Wait, what is Violet Evergarden?
That's gotta be a fantasy.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's fantasy. Interesting.
What is it? It's fantasy. It's drama and fantasy.
Told you. I knew that was fantasy.
Which is, that's very interesting because Your Name is not classified as fantasy, but Weathering With You is classified as fantasy. And My Neighborhood Totoro is not classified as a fantasy.
Huh? Totoro?
Yeah, My Neighbor Totoro is not classified as a fantasy.
We talking about the movie?
Yeah, the Ghibli movie.
Wait, a damn cat bus?
The Ghibli movie, yes.
Is picking people up?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's not a fantasy?
No.
All right, y'all. Enjoy this for the next.
A cat bus?
I'm done.
You said we're a cat bus to pick somebody.
You know what else is not Spirited Away? It's not a fantasy either.
What did you say?
Spirited Away.
Well, spirit is about spirit.
That's supernatural. Yeah, that's supernatural.
That makes sense. But Totoro, they're not spirits.
Yeah, Totoro is it's crazy how that couldn't be fantasy.
They are spirits. Wow.
They're spirits?
I should have freaking knew that.
They're spirits?
I call myself a Ghibli fan. He is a mystical forest spirit.
All right. So they're spirits, including the cat bus.
It must be.
Oh, my Lord. All right. You know what? If it involves spirits, it ain't fantasy. If it involves magic, it's fantasy. If it involves shit that ain't got magic in it, but they don't specify it as magic,
Violet,
because it could be magic, it's fantasy.
Violet Evergarden's a fantasy.
I said that. She said that too.
Where's the magic in that?
I don't fucking know. In the letters.
Where's the magic in that?
There's literally no magic in it.
There ain't no magic in Violet Evergarden.
Her letters are magical.
I am
but not even she the letters. She's typing on a typewriter.
That's what I'm saying.
The way she do it
with the fingers just moving
around.
She uses her hands. Exactly. I guess it's magical because I don't know what the fuck else could be.
Never in my years. All right, I think it's time to go.
It's time to.
I'm defeated. I feel utterly defeated by this topic. I don't know what's up, what's right, what's left, what's don't know anymore.
I'm about to go outside and just be like, I'm living in a fantasy.
We all living in a fantasy. Hey, yo. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this topic of discussion today. We definitely had a ball trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm.
My head hurt.
Yeah.
But no, we appreciate you guys listening, tuning in. Please, if you have any aspects that could help us break this mystery down,
mm-hmm.
give us some tips, give us your advice, you know, your many years of experience or anything.
Anime expertise.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just give us something. Help us uncover the truth.
Because no, we need to know. My brain actually legit hurts.
Yeah.
This is a lot of thinking.
So
also,
you know,
I need to know, should fantasy be even part of like a genre? Right?
I don't think it should.
I don't think it should, but let us know your guys' thoughts on whether or not this should even be a thing.
Yeah, no, all that.
Because we just learned it can't be a standalone situation.
Exactly.
So to even make it a standalone category, it's a bit strange.
Yeah.
All right. All right, y'all. Well, like I said, keep tuning in. Until next time.
Until next time. Bye.
Deuces.